Hi, and welcome to another issue of the Asymptote Podcast. I'm Dominic Boyle. In my last episode, to celebrate 30 issues of Asymptote, we listened to some interesting readings going all the way back to our first issue in 2011 to January of 2014. We heard poems, essays, and even song from all around the world. In the meantime, a new issue has come out, our 31st, and it's full of juicy translations and engaging readings which aren't to be missed, including an in-depth feature on Catalan fiction. I would really recommend going to check out the new issue soon at asymptotejournal.com. Today, however, we continue our dive into Asymptote's audio literary past with another journey into the archives, this time with selected readings from 2014 through this year, starting with our April 2014 issue, which includes a thought-provoking speech by Nobel laureate Hertha Müller, translated from the German by Julia Sherwood. Written in honor of fellow writer and translator Radka Denemarkova, Müller, who grew up as a part of the German minority community in Romania, speaks of the way a language shapes not only your world, but even the other languages you speak, saying that, even though she has never written a single sentence of Romanian in one of her books, Romanian is always with me when I write because it has grown into my way of seeing the world. Having experienced the persecution of German minorities in Romania, she knows that the view from a language and of a language are interlinked and powerful forces. Here's an excerpt of The Space Between Languages by Hertha Müller, read by Tulsi Bambri.
Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, ich bin heute hier, weil im letzten Jahr Radka Denemarkova für ihre Übersetzung meines Romans Atemschaukel der Magnesia-Preis verliehen wurde. Das hat mich sehr gefreut. Ich finde es sehr gut, dass mit dem Magnesia-Preis auch Übersetzer ausgezeichnet werden. Denn Übersetzen ist eine eigene Kunst. Ich traue es mir nicht zu, obwohl ich perfekt Rumänisch spreche. Übersetzen heißt ja nicht ersetzen, also für das Wort aus der fremden Sprache das bekannte Wort in der eigenen Sprache finden. Es muss das entsprechende Wort sein. Es ist viel komplizierter. Man muss den Ton des Originals wieder zum Klingen bringen. Die Kunst des Übersetzens ist es, die Wörter anzuschauen, um zu sehen, wie diese die Welt sehen. Übersetzen braucht eine innere Dringlichkeit, die das ganz andere zur größten Nähe des Originals bringt. In diese Augennähe zu kommen, ist sehr schwer, ist große Kunst. Ich habe erst spät Rumänisch gelernt, erst als ich 15 Jahre alt war und aus einem kleinen Dorf heraus aufs Gymnasium in die Stadt kam. Aber zur Selbstverständlichkeit wurde mir das Rumänische erst noch ein paar Jahre später, als ich bereits studiert hatte und in einer Maschinenbaufabrik arbeitete. In der Fabrik musste ich die Beschreibungen der neu importierten Maschinen, deren Funktion ich nicht verstand, aus dem Deutschen ins Rumänische übersetzen, leblos, Wort für Wort. Aber ich musste auch den ganzen Tag Rumänisch sprechen, weil niemand Deutsch konnte. Von einer Sprache zur anderen passierten bei ein und demselben Gegenstand jedes Mal Verwandlungen. Ich begriff, die Muttersprache hat man fast ohne eigenes Zutun. Sie ist eine Mitgift, die unbemerkt entsteht. Von einer später dazugekommenen und anders daherkommenden Sprache wird sie beurteilt. Die Muttersprache ist momentan und bedingungslos da, wie die eigene Haut. Und genauso verletzbar wie diese, wenn sie von anderen gering geschätzt, missachtet oder gar verboten wird. Wer wie ich in Rumänien aus dem Dialektdorf mit dürftigem Schulhochdeutsch nebenher in die Landessprache der rumänischen Stadt kam, hatte es schwer. Während der ersten 2 Jahre in der Stadt war es meist leichter für mich, in unbekannter Gegend die richtige Straße zu finden, als in der Landessprache das richtige Wort. Das Rumänische verhielt sich zu mir wie mein Taschengeld. Kaum lockte mich ein Gegenstand in der Vitrine, schon reichte das Geld nicht, um ihn zu bezahlen. Viele Wörter kannte ich nicht, und die wenigen, die ich kannte, fielen mir nicht rechtzeitig ein. Aber heute weiß ich, dass dieses Nach und Nach, das Zögerliche, das mich unter das Niveau meines Denkens zwang, mir auch die Zeit gab, die Verwandlung der Gegenstände durch die rumänische Sprache zu bestaunen. Ich weiß, dass ich von Glück zu reden habe, weil das geschah. Welch ein anderer Blick auf die Schwalbe im Rumänischen, die Rindunica, Reihensitzchen heißt. Im Vogelnamen wird mitgesagt, dass die Schwalben in Reihen, eine dicht an der anderen, auf dem Draht sitzen. Ich hatte es, als ich das rumänische Wort noch nicht kannte, jeden Sommer im Dorf gesehen. Es verschlug mir den Atem, dass man die Schwalbe so schön benennen kann. Es wurde immer öfter so, dass die rumänische Sprache die sinnlicheren, auf mein Empfinden besser zugeschnittenen Wörter hatte als meine Muttersprache. Ich wollte den Spagat der Verwandlungen nicht mehr missen, nicht im Reden und nicht im Schreiben. Ich habe in meinen Büchern noch keinen Satz auf Rumänisch geschrieben, aber selbstverständlich schreibt das Rumänische immer mit, weil es mir in den Blick hineingewachsen ist. Zwischen den Sprachen tun sich Bilder auf. Jeder Satz ist ein von seinen Sprechern so und nicht anders geformter Blick auf die Dinge. Jede Sprache sieht die Welt anders an und hat ihr gesamtes Vokabular durch diese andere Sicht anders gefunden, ja sogar anders eingefädelt ins Netz seiner Grammatik. In jeder Sprache sitzen andere Augen in den Wörtern.
As Hertemuller writes, each language has different eyes sitting inside its words. Oftentimes, translation attempts to bridge the space between one language's eyes and the other's. But what happens if in a translation, you don't make any attempt to bridge the gap, but instead to point it out, to engage with it, and to give readers the tools they need to bridge it themselves? That's exactly the approach taken by Martin Rock and Joe Pan in their translation from River Horse Haiku by Japanese poet Nenten Tsuboichi. Done for our experimental poetry feature in our January 2016 issue, the four haiku are translated element by element and are accompanied by notes, diagrams, and an extensive translator's note. Their goal, as they say, a foreignizing text, with the gulf between one language and the other laid bare and plunged for the richness in its depths. In this reading, the original haiku accompanied by a homophonic translation in American English. Absurdist in nature, but not devoid of meaning in relation to the work with which they stand. Instead, allowing readers to, as the translators say, construct new pathways between nodes in a broadening web. These are four haiku, taken from River Horse Haiku by Nenten Tsuboichi, and read by Martin Rock.
Suichū no kaba ga moemasu botan yuki. Suichū no cow burger. More aimless boat on your quay. Haru kaze ni haha shinu, ryu kakusan ga chiri. Haru yuku si ni haha shinu, ryu kakusan ga chiri. Bata tobu ajia no sora no usu midori. Bata tobu. Gia, no, sorta. No, it's you, my diary. Tanpopo no popo no atari ga kaji desu yo. Tenpopo no popo no atari god keiji desho.
Another work playing in the land of the unknown is His Message, written by an anonymous poet in the 10th century. It was translated from the Old English by Christopher Patton and featured in our April 2017 issue. In the poem, a lover sends a cryptic message of his devotion to his beloved, separated as they are by war and sea and time. The story of the cryptic, so-called weird oath, is made all the more cryptic by a centuries-old burn mark across the page, leaving a fragmented world all that is left. Take a listen. But also make sure to check out the work on our website, where Patton has provided interactive notes to the translation, a picture of the manuscript, and more.
Nui chansundrenthe sejunwila, treokin ich tudra aweax, mech shel elor londe seten, sail to streams. Full of dich on batas, ye sochte, thermich mondrichten min, over heachofu. Eum nu hercumen on cel thela, und nu cunen cel, hu thu modluf en minus freon on hia hija. Ice hatten der, that thu thertir fasta, treo affindus. Huet, thech thona biddenhead, se thisna bermagrov that thu synchroden, silfio munda on your whitlock and ward beotunga. Thu yet on erdagum oft your spratchen, then den yet mosten on meldo bergum erdwerdigen and lond bugen freon shipa fremen. Hina fachtho a draf of sea a theoda. Hech nu silfa the lustum larum, tha thu lagu drefta, sithen thu ye hirda, on chrithas oren, galen ye moren na yak on berwa. Ne let thu fetch sithen, sithas ye twefen, lade ye letten, leaf yend no more. Ongen meresage and mawis ethel, on sita sanak and thathu sutheonen over merelade monen findes. Thar se theodenes, thin on winum. Ne mehem world a wille, mara on yumindum, thas dehem a yaseda. Thona ink yuna all walden god. Et somna, si the moten, sejem on yasithem. Nile at Beagas, he you noch haveth, fair and gold, El Theoda, Ethel Helda, fair a folden, Helitha, thach the hair mean wiener. Needy about it, knocken out a throng, and on uthi lagu, shall the faren on floatway, forth seethes yon, mengen mer astreamus. Nusim on haveth wean ochre woonen, nisim wheel na gad, na mera, na mathma, na meodo dream, anjas over earthen, el je streona, theodnos dochter, je feithin beneach. Over aldjeba, tinker twega, je hire each at somna, seal, rad, jedor, air, wind, and die. Atha benemna, tha hetha wera, on tha wina trewa be him leafyendum, lasten wolda. Tha yet on erdagum, oft gespratchen.
For the final piece in today's podcast, I wanted to highlight a work from July's multilingual writing feature in our 30th issue. Throughout this trip back into the archives, the readings from our multilingual writing features were some of my favorites. Full of wordplay across languages, often layers of meaning are revealed through listening that don't show themselves as easily on the page. In this case, the poem Mictlan, read by author Stephen Alvarez, is thrilling to listen to because of his energetic delivery and the finesse he shows in effortlessly switching between English, Spanish, and Nahuatl, creating a narrative which is at once fragmented and unified through language.
Mictlan. And when, arrived, Disuerita la Muerte, mauve hooves clacking on cobblestone, seized Charlie's left arm and prophesied some strange space. For when arrived at País, Nueva York, with his Theo's ashes and tin box, and with highest aims in this world, to feel co-ways to alleviate legs of fatigue for 11 days of walking hours, I am 174 centimeters tall. See, a fresco you with massage, I will darte, so you obtain sentirte, papi, disfrutalo, I am warm, beautiful, your hearth, for firing. Well, and good, sweet, and yummy, and into his tattooed palm, La Muerte pressed this bit before patting his cheek, repeating, stone cactus fruit, Charlie, stone cactus. Gallo alto que ganó múltiples hoyos, pero with este pocho si encontró con un gallo feroz que picoteó su peine lo suficientemente seguro, La Muerte asked, si, who you be, and said, si to La Muerte, Soichalichas, the day is adjusting his calzones, shifting weight from huarache to huarache beyond them, narrow trail with barbed wire and nopal thickets, quiet, serene, early morning, mountain, slope, darkness, cool, air fresh after long night's rain, and to that broad valley below, 8 barrios, each with its own capilla and santo, and forget your harina tortillas and beans comparable to flucking a handful of eyelashes and carne de caucho, and get your ham and white bread, ham and eggs, ole, and here in the Mictlan, a place completely without consequence. ¿En serio? Faraway lands of Tlapatl, Daturas, Demonium, Nanacatl, Teonanacatl, Godflesh, bitter mushrooms, which give fleshy visions, bitter sight, washed down with a cold purcaso without consequence. Death already, then without will, Mictlan being complete with all modern luxuries, including plastics, oils, sols, jornaleros, privatized internment camps, walls and walls, and fine pan-Latin American hospitalities, oro overestimated here, claro, but yes, Charlie Chastateas, puro storyteller, and La Muerte, La Pelona, can do nothing but embrace and rubs bald head on hombros, and there are great rejoicings and sports for the next 8 days, and visions and vision, and when they went down to the mar de mierda, set shit to sail forth on the godly sea, forth Yucatan, forth Isla Blanca, forth San Juan de Lua, burned some copal, and Piche Diaz sold his pips, pues. Knows two people will say, these old cuentos have nothing to do with history, tell no more, and vision. But Dio already married La Marcaida, La Huera, and as 8 more grew thinner, and Charlie's dead guilt sent to this Pelona, to underworld, descended, cast into water, into cueva from crag, in the distance roars from Yankee Go Home Stadium, put yourself in those cords, Chastateas, into snare, let yourself not escape your faults, deadly, vicious, feroz, mayhap you retracted, or have you swallowed your stench, your rottenness, your sickness, your faith, ugly, putrescent, rotten, put it this way, not of, ever of, and vision, forth, 500 years, conquer, I never go back on my word, Chadi said to Sochi, what you think I am, a slug, and as fog lifts, 8 pueblos merge, and cities squeeze between mountain and sea, hugging Mictlan edges of rocky island coasts, smoke from setting to setting, obsidian-flavored smoke. Imagine, dead, imagine, and vision, and green raw materials of social ready-made here, hey, 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 says some tourist, brushing Charlie's shoulder, shrugging as passes and gentle cabron exes from his yellow storefront ask if Charlie's looking for one and maybe 2 quality Mictlan handcrafted embroidered goods made in Asia Oriente. Yes, longer. Stands here, Mictlan, longer and more eloquent, becomes maybe less brutish. And after all this, why, Charlie, why do you want to imagine that you conduct your own train of thought and vision? Well, bueno, te la crees muy, muy cabrón, little laxca, and your stupid soul should shut up and lose your gall and open those crusty eyes. And why? Because por qué, baby, por qué? Why not? Never? Know that could never envision and doesn't love one Sochi? Envision. La mesitle? Entirely slack and careless, likely to lose everything down to those huesos before coming to. Huesos, and vision, la gran manzana, ni modo, y más o menos, loves rain, and wants to be with, and vision, how met at Walmart, Aslan, shucking pearls from oysters, made laugh with his self-mexicating jokes, que chisme, and if, could take back, past, love, antes, your sweet conquistador pendejo who colonized, perfected products and services, change and exchange care at ever faster rates, and a knowledge to design and value care efficiently, again the market and market care effectively, to become becomingly true. Borders, we don't know stinking waters. Pero vision, vision, incense, danza, tambor, vision, intense vision. ¿A dónde vas, Teonitlan? ¿A dónde vas, no puedo más? All common knowledge coming right on through. Mande capitán, and chinga, que sí. Common knowledge diffused, and vision goes to land of dead, McLan, your stench, rottenness reaching entire world, and at that instant, on his chori, dead condom filled with black beetles, scratching, crawling, and la muerta remains panting, codicia, thirsty and hungry, for, and vision, mister, you're a good boy, but just of your own volition, you defile yourself, dishonor yourself, dirty yourself, cast yourself in the plumpy excrement into filth, because you have found pleasure in vice, ego, as chori penance do this. Pass twice daily twigs through your earlobes, once through your tongue, especially because you're adultery, because you have hurt, you have harmed your vecino with your lousy poetry. La muerte's voice now sum total of contrary chords, kiss slurp and suck that hugo. Oh, music, music, señorita, how mutilates your harmonies.
That's all for this episode of the Asymptote Podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening back with me over the last two episodes at some of the unique and fascinating works we've published over the last years. There were so many wonderful readings that I didn't have space to cover in these last two episodes, but the good news is they're all available on our website, asymptotejournal.com, and with your continued support, they'll be available for many more years to come. I'm Dominic Boyle, and thanks for listening. Thank you.